2023 MCMA Emerging Artist of the Year Red River Métis artist Katie St. Germain joins me as her debut EP, Cleaning House or Trying, is about to be released on the 24th. Thank you for joining me.
Oh my gosh, thank you so much for having me.
So congratulations on the upcoming release of your debut EP. How does it feel to have your first major project coming out so soon?
Oh my goodness, it feels so amazing. I feel like it's been a long time coming and like a lot of blood, sweat, and tears went into it. So I'm so excited for it to finally be here.
Your EP features a mix of personal storytelling and powerful vocals. Can you share with us the inspiration behind the title, Cleaning House or Trying, and how it reflects your journey as an artist and as a mom of three, too?
Well, that's exactly it. Some of these songs were actually sent over from my label, from like Nashville writers. And there was this one song. It's going to be the next single coming out with the EP called Cleaning House. It's so good, super cheeky, really fun. And I just fell in love with like the lyrics of it and everything. Kind of got a little bit more attitude too. So I just figured, honestly, it went really well with exactly that, being a mom of three and trying to juggle it all. And I think it'll make a lot of sense in the singles though. It's just basically about the balance of motherhood and music. And I'm trying, but sometimes it's not always pretty, and that's kind of what it is.
It's just real. It's just how it is when you're a mom.
Exactly, right?
You come from a family with a strong legacy in Canadian country music because you're the granddaughter of Ray St. Germain. So how has your family's influence shaped your approach to music?
Oh my goodness, like a lot. I think that, you know, not only through songwriting and stuff like that, but also just performing live. I kind of grew up watching my family on the stage from like since as long as I can remember. And I was lucky enough to be on the stage with them too. So I think just, you know, honing in on being a performer is so important too, not just somebody that can go into the studio and sing a song. So they've definitely influenced me there and taught me everything I know, which is amazing. And even just songwriting, a lot of my family are in the music world still. So I've been really blessed to have them as an inspo.
And then you kind of take that and you have to pave your own way, right? With your own sound.
Yeah, absolutely. Which is also kind of tricky. But I think too, I really want to stick to some traditional elements in my music. So like fiddle or banjo and stuff like that. It's really important to me, especially fiddle. I just grew up with a lot of fiddle tunes and stuff. So I'm really excited to have that kind of come through in the song.
I think fiddles are always so much fun too. Like you can't be in a bad mood if you hear a fiddle.
Right? Yeah. You just want to jig, right?
That's it. Exactly. Your singles High Forever and The Day Gets Too Long, they've already resonated with audience because The Day Gets Too Long, I believe it is, reached number one on the Indigenous Music Countdown. What are you hoping that listeners are going to take away from this EP just as a whole?
That is such an amazing question. Thank you. Honestly, I think that as a whole, I hope that they just find comfort within the lyrics and that they can relate to it and jam out and have some fun. It's a little bit of a mixture of like, again, those fun songs, but also a couple songs that are really just loving and meaningful. And I really hope people can just relate and that I hope people will just listen. All right.
Simple. Oh, just a simple answer. Just listen.
Listen, yeah, that would be awesome.
You're also getting ready because you're going to be going across Manitoba this summer and performing live. What excites you the most about connecting with your audience through the live performances?
Oh my gosh, well, just that. I think getting on stage and being able to hear everyone singing along, where you've kind of got a mixture of like obviously the original songs that are coming and a little bit, a couple covers that I've chosen specifically. And I just want to just jam out with everyone. It feels like one big family and friends barbecue, I feel like, in my shows. So I'm really excited to I want to hear everyone singing and I want to sing with them. And
I think it totally changes things when you can hear reactions instantly, right?
Absolutely. Yeah, it's crazy.
For those of us that are unable to go to Manitoba, for those of us that are here in Edmonton, how can we get your album?
Yeah. Definitely just anywhere you stream your music. And you can also download, add to your playlist. Follow me on Instagram too. I'm on there quite a bit. So you can follow and kind of see where I'm playing there. I hope to get across Canada a little bit more in the fall. Stay tuned for that. And I'm always posting on social media as well.
Do you have a website too?
KatieSaintGermain.com.
Perfect. We will get that link up on our website too, ravenradio.ca. And Katie, when you do start, you know, traveling across Canada and you come to Edmonton, you got to make sure you stop by the studios.
Absolutely. I would love to. Absolutely.